Yes, I know we're in the middle of June, but we only got the complete agricultural trade figures in a few days ago for April. Exports in April, $9.6 billion worth. Ag imports, just under $10 billion. You know what that means.
A monthly trade deficit of $387 million. Which is actually a record.
Ouch. Agriculture Department trade economist Bryce Cook, not only is it a record high ag trade deficit for any month, but it's the second straight month in which we've brought in, dollar terms, more imported ag products than we sold to other nations.
Which actually is the first time that that's happened since January and February of 1969.
47 years ago. So what's going on? Is it a surge in imports for some reason or a drop in exports? Well, according to Bryce Cook, the numbers tell the story, and here we are talking cumulative numbers for the first 7 months of last fiscal year versus the same time period this year. He says for last year, October through April,
the agricultural exports were $90.1 billion compared with 2016, $76.9 billion, and that's actually a 15% drop year to year, whereas on the agricultural import side in 2015 it was $67.1 billion compared with $66.8 billion this year.
So obviously import levels are pretty close to what they were a year ago, but exports have dropped off precipitously, with bulk commodities suffering the most. As a group, they're down 20% in value.
Corn is down 18%, soybeans is down 20%, and wheat is down 22% in value terms.
Now, during April, corn exports did start to pick up, climbing 18% from what they were in March, but soybean sales dropped. So where does this leave us for the year? Forecasts made back last August had exports for this fiscal year at $138.5 billion, but at the end of this May, that was down to $124.5 billion.
The lowest level since 2010.
USDA economist Warren Preston says, however, we've still got 3.5 months to go in this fiscal year, and
we have seen some rebound just recently, particularly in the soybean side of the market, corn as well.
So we'll see if that will make the export year a little better than expected. And oh, as to the export versus the import balance, he says, don't worry, we still will end the year with an ag trade surplus close to $10 billion. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.